Okay, motherfuckers. How's it
going? Hello, everybody, and welcome to Sad Girl Summer. Hey, everybody, welcome to Dose of Reality, the podcast. I'm Jazz.
And I'm Jade.
And this is where we talk to you about reality TV. We are on a, well, I guess Peacock Bravo exclusive joint relationship right now. So we have like only three shows, but three episodes of one show because Peacock likes to torture us. So we have Southern Charm episode one. Yay, Southern Charm is back. So that's great.
Yay!
Yippee! I did miss hating on Craig and Austin. And
I love Southern Charm.
Yeah, I do. I love Southern Charm too. Anyway, we'll talk about it. Ultimate Girls Trip season two. Stoked. Off to a great start. So that's episodes 1 through 3. And then Atlanta episode 8.
Yeah.
Okay. And we are going to do all three episodes of Ultimate Girls Trip. So strap in.
Strappy, strappy.
All right. So let's talk about Southern Charm first.
Okay.
Episode 1. Kicks so, off with Naomi.
Starts off hot.
Hot.
Like hot. And so Naomi says, peace the fuck out, Charleston. I'm going to New York. I'm going to start this whole new life. And then her boyfriend cheats on her 10 days after and she comes home.
Yeah. And she said, hey, it's me again.
Hey, sorry I shit on all you guys. Yeah. And Bravo, can I have my job back?
Yeah. And I'm stoked that she's back. I actually really like her.
Yeah, I know. So do I. And I'm also glad.
But Matul sucked.
Yeah. They did some flashbacks of him and I was like, ew.
Woof. Woof. Wolf Central. That was bad news bears.
Yeah, that was tough. And I felt really bad for her. And like everybody's kind of calling her out for it. And it's like, okay, but isn't enough. She gets it.
Yeah. And also, I don't think she was that bad. I think she was just defending her relationship.
Yeah.
Like, and Craig was horrible.
Yeah.
And people just defend him so much. And I'm like, he's the worst.
Yeah. If people forget like how shitty Craig was.
Yeah.
She literally had a boyfriend that lied about the bar all the time.
Yeah.
Could not get his life together. She would get up, go to school, go to work, and he'd be home all day in his
undies.
He was
so mean and condescending to her, too.
Yeah.
Like, I would never let anyone talk to... Like, just because he's way nicer to Paige, he probably learned... He's grown, and he's a completely different person to Paige than he is to Naomi, so.
And also, I feel like Paige... He feels lucky to have Paige.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he kind of took advantage of Naomi.
Totally.
But with Paige, he's like, I feel so lucky to have you. And he should feel lucky to have either one, but with Paige, she could have had Andrea. Let's not forget.
True. Well, turns out she couldn't have. Okay, let's... Because you didn't even like her that much. Okay.
Okay.
Let's talk about Whitney.
Oh, Whitney. What the fuck is he still doing living with his mom?
Well, now he kind of has to. Poor Michael.
Oh, yeah, true. He doesn't have to. Patricia can take care of herself.
I know. She's dinging the bell at him. Made me die. That was so fucking funny. Oh, my God. They're hilarious, their relationship.
They are really funny. But yeah, Michael being paralyzed.
Poor Michael.
I hope they take care of him for the rest of his life.
I hope they do too. They really need to be doing that.
Yeah, they do.
She was like, I've been with him longer than any of my husbands.
I know, she's like, he's my most stable relationship.
So funny. Okay. So the rest of it was kind of just
floof.
Yeah, just brief catching up with everyone, so it's not super worth talking about, but skip to the getting ready for the party. Olivia gets picked up by Austin, and it was, like, just awkward.
It was awkward. What are your vibes off Olivia, first impression?
I was like, the obsession I don't really get, but then I'm like, oh, she seems kind of cool, but definitely don't get involved in him.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Yeah.
Like, already red flags. And maybe she won't. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell, like, in the previews because they don't show whose face it is. And he very much has a type. So I'm like, I literally can't tell who it is.
Yeah.
Like, that's with you in the previews. But we'll see. I mean, her parents were a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Their house.
Their house is gorgeous.
And right on the water.
And right on the water. But they wouldn't stop badgering about his skull and costume shoes. I'm like, would you let it go?
Who cares?
Who gives a shit?
They really did look like they were going to prom, too. Like, he forgot the corsage.
Yeah.
So funny.
I know, but I'm like, well... Per usual, Austin, like...
He probably didn't even get one. Let's be real.
Let's,
he didn't forget it. He forgot to think about getting one.
Yeah. And then he probably asked the other guys, and they were like, yeah. And he was like, oh, well.
Probably. He's the worst. Okay, so then we go off to the party. Hot mess. This is what I know and love from Southern Charm. And, I mean, we only had, like, one season in the last, like, 3 years, I swear.
Yeah.
It was crazy. But... So the 30s party, I love the theme. I've always wanted this. Like, can someone just have a party like this so I can dress
same.
Up
ridiculously? I've been telling everybody they need to throw me a surprise party for my birthday 1 year with this theme. I've or never, Game of Thrones, but I've everybody keeps telling that. Me I'm already dated.
You're Game so, of yeah, that ship
is out. I just watched it, so whatever. Either way, the theme is amazing, and somebody should, PSA for anybody out there, throw me a surprise party with, like, a Prohibition theme.
Yeah, dope. So Paige meets everyone.
Yeah.
She shows up looking the cutest.
Yeah.
Love her.
Yeah. Love is dress.
Love is dress. Mm. Love.
So pretty. The she, red with the...
She is so gorgeous. It's she's crazy.
So gorgeous.
Okay, so then skipping right to the drama. Catherine telling Shep that Craig and Naomi hooked up, which is so funny because Austin specifically had said that they absolutely didn't and he would know.
Yeah, I know.
Which was great. And then so it skips because Naomi had pretty much alluded to it in the interview.
Yeah.
And then we already know from social media, but then Craig, like, literally going right back to trying to paint Naomi's obsessed with him, which he did before when she had already, like, been in a relationship. And it was so desperate and thirsty of him when he was clearly the one not over her. And here we are again. Oh, yeah. She just wants to be – she's still in love with me. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, my God. Do you hear yourself?
Yeah.
My God. It's crazy.
Yeah. And then I also loved about that scene while Catherine's telling Shep that Craig and Naomi hooked up. Mm-hmm. Shep's like, no, really? No. And then in his interview, he's like, of course they hooked up. He's like, yeah, everybody knows that.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
I thought that was really funny, but also throwback couples was Madison and Austin.
Oh my God. I almost couldn't watch it.
It was so cringy. Madison walks in. I just feel like she doesn't give a fuck about Austin.
Yeah.
And Austin's like, I don't care if she's here. I don't care if she's here.
Even, I know, oh my God, he was sweating. Am I sweating?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he literally couldn't play it cool at all. And even, like, we've seen her in situations she didn't want to be in. She's always cool, calm, and collected. Always. Yeah. Like, every single time.
Yeah.
And it's just so funny how he just loses his mind.
And he tries to make conversation with her, and she's like, what do you want?
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't give a shit.
Do you
shit.
Have $1 million to bet?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
She doesn't give no a fucks. Shit about him. And it's so great to see because he's so obsessed with her.
Yeah.
Like, even when they flashbacked in the reunion, flashed back. Anyways, when they went back to the reunion, and Austin was like, and this girl is just hurt me so much. And she goes, you're such a good actor. She did not give a fuck.
Savage.
It was amazing.
So funny. And his, what is it, Olivia? That's her name? Yeah. And like, girl, run.
Well, she even was like, it seems like you care.
Yeah. Like, how uncomfortable for her. I would hate that so much.
I would be like, all right, well, that was fun.
I wish I would have known you were obsessed with her before I came here with you. Yeah. God, fucking weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then we have the three fucking musketeers. They go out for a little chit-chat. And Craig, it takes him nothing to feel like he is the king of the universe. So he's back on it like he was for a lot of seasons.
Yeah.
And he's like... Austin, fuck you. Shep, also fuck you. And I honestly don't blame him for the Austin thing. I would never tell Austin anything.
No.
Like, isn't Austin the one that tried to, like, rat him out?
Yeah, he literally was like, well, how about if I tell Paige that you and Natalie hooked up?
Yeah.
And Craig was like, I already told Paige. Yeah. No, actually, Paige said, he already told me you're a bad fucking friend. That's what she said to him.
So I don't blame him for that. And honestly, I don't really blame him for the Shep. Shep has always been mean to Craig, too.
I know, but Craig deserves it sometimes.
I know, that's why I'm torn. I think they all suck.
Yeah, they are all, like, very vindictive towards each other, but I will never, a moment that lives rent-free in my head is when Craig punched Shep in the knee. I forgot what season it was, but Craig was so mad, and he goes, Shep, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, oh my God, he has gotten so mad at him in some other seasons, and he straight up was like, you're not positive, and you're toxic to be around, as he said. It's like, okay, noted. So then skip ahead a little bit, and old Catherine is back. It was so funny, because Caleb's, like, talking to Vanita and being like, yeah, she's, you know, she's, like, literally talking her up.
Yeah.
And being like, she's really doing so much better, like, she's made such big changes, and then she... turns around and flies off the deep end. It's like, flies. Has she? Doesn't look like it.
Yeah. Well, then poor Caleb, he's like trying to calm her down. And she's screaming at him that he's not loyal because he's talking to Benita.
Yeah.
What?
I hope you watched him, what he was saying, and I felt like a piece of shit.
Yeah. 100%. And then she goes to Naomi and she's telling her why she's so upset. And Naomi was like, well, Catherine, I think you tried to like break up a really healthy couple.
Mm-hmm.
And Catherine just flies off the deep end and was so upset.
Yeah.
And it's
flies
like,
off the
well,
deep
you
end.
Did start a rumor and you made it as though it was true.
Yeah, right.
And that sucks. And yeah. If I would be defensive of my friend if you did that too.
100%.
But then she just like, she's like, I want to leave. I'm ready to go home. Like,
oh my God,
I'm going to go.
So
when she
traumatic.
Said, I'm going back to my house.
Yeah. What the fuck?
I was like, fuck you.
She's so mean to him.
Yeah.
Like, why, what? Well, we're going to see.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like it's not normal behavior.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, she's proven it to be normal.
Yeah.
But I feel like she still is kind of damaged from dating Thomas.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, that was tough.
Up. That was horrible.
Yeah.
She was so young. The flashbacks to when she got on the show and she was 21.
Yeah.
So crazy.
So crazy. And she had kids so young.
Oh,
and she had kids with such a dirtball.
Oh, he's so gross.
He's so gross.
Where is he now?
Who knows? He says being on TV ruined his life.
Okay.
I know. It couldn't have been all the other fucked up shit either.
Yeah. It couldn't have been the prison.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's pretty much just kind of the start to, I guess, Southern Charm. It looks like it's going to be a good season, so I'm excited. All right, now let's dive into Ultimate Girls Trip. So we got 3 episodes here. So this has been fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm with this.
I'm
it's
with it too.
So lighthearted.
And I love Phaedra.
Yes.
I know Phaedra did some fucked up shit back in Atlanta, but like, man, do I love her so much.
I know. She's so fucking funny.
And she's so witty.
She's so witty.
And she makes you feel so stupid. She's
isn't another housewife like her.
No.
Like, sorry.
No.
Anyway, but she did do candy so dirty. Oh, Lord. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so she just opens it right up. And what was she talking about, Brandy?
She's talking about Brandy, and she's like, you know, I don't really know any of the other girls, but Kenya did call me about Brandy, and she said that Kenya said that Brandy was crazy, and then she goes, and if Kenya says you're crazy, you're batshit crazy.
and she's not wrong, too.
No, and she's not wrong. And so then everybody starts coming to the house.
Yeah, we have our arrivals. Shockingly, Vicky's the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, who's surprised by this? Not me. I hate her. Okay, so she's just acting like anything outside of Orange County is like a foreign country.
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Right.
And it's like, and by the way, you literally don't live in the inner city, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then Eva's just obsessed with her. So
Eva's
weird.
Obsessed with Vicky.
So weird. I'm like, stop already. Like, even if we're going to talk about who made more of an influence, I really feel like it was Tamara.
Yeah.
If we're going to, and they're both here.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Vicky made an influence, and then Vicky and Tamara made an influence together.
Yeah.
Maybe. They were kind of a duo, but I do like, Vicky can be funny, but God, she was being such a bitch. She came in and it was just like, asking all these questions, like, it was like, I don't understand. I don't get that. I don't understand. And it's like, just what? Whatever. But yeah, it was really weird. And I just hated everything about it. But then we find out Steve broke up with Vicky the night before. And I was like, yikes.
Yeah.
Because Vicky doesn't really do well with breakups.
Okay, sorry. Marjorie Taylor Greene, that senator who's like, she's like the worst, like the most ignorant. That's who she reminds me of. Like, literally, Vicky? She is her. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I hate her so much. Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, Steve.
But then what confused me is Vicky bought a house in Mexico and Steve's staying there.
Yeah. He's like, goodbye. I hate you. And also, I don't want to see you. And I'm not going to have sex with you. And I'm going to stay at your place.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was so bizarre. And I'm like, why? I don't know. That was so weird. Like, if Kyle
no sex in 13 months.
Never.
What?
I would maybe go 1 month.
You're not seeing each other. You're not really talking. You live in separate places. Mm-hmm. And you're not having sex. How are you in a relationship?
You're not.
In what way?
Yeah.
Crazy.
You're not. And then she bought her own engagement ring, too.
Oh, my God. I know. They're like, and she wouldn't say that. Like, why she wouldn't? She was like, I'm not giving it back.
Yeah. I know it took a while. She had to say it in her confessional.
Mm-hmm.
But so then Brandy comes in to all the girls she has beef with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all the Orange County girls because Taylor counts as an Orange County girl now. And
oh yeah,
because she lives in Orange County, but she was a Beverly Hills girl,
right? Okay.
And that was awkward, but she played it cool. She was nice, whatever.
Yeah.
And then everyone loved the Atlanta girls because they're the best.
They're the fucking best.
And then we kind of go into...
These Atlanta girls. Not all the Atlanta girls, to be clear. These
specific Atlanta girls. And then we kind of go into, like, Brandy making a subtle dig and calling Steve a dick, which sets off kind of the temperature of Brandy and Vicky the rest mm-hmm. of the trip.
Mm-hmm. It does. It lays the groundwork for Brandy versus Vicky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then we have our first lunch, and Vicky's just, like, so rude and just, like, shitting on everything.
Mm-hmm.
She's so entitled. She literally hasn't said a positive thing mm-hmm. since even the drive-in, which is, like, that was a gorgeous drive.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It's so beautiful there. What the fuck? And I don't know. We were kind of talking about this offline that... I would also not want to be going there for the trip. It was like when they got to go to Turks and Caicos, and I bet you she's just like kind of pouting, but it's like, this is someone's home where they live. So don't be an asshole.
Right. Because I do agree. I think it was stupid that they had Dorinda hosting. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, nobody should be hosting this trip. One. And two, don't put me in somebody else's house.
Just don't.
Yeah. I want to go somewhere where there's luxury and all inclusive and I can just live. And nothing, I don't have rules.
No trip has ever gone well there.
No.
Literally ever.
No. It's because Dernardo is very tight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, fuck that.
And she gets really hostile.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll talk more about it.
Yeah.
But
speaking of Dernardo.
Oh, well, I was going to say, I think they also wanted they were like bonus housewife.
Yeah.
Like an extra housewife bonus. And it's just not going well.
Yeah, no.
But anyway.
But speaking of Dorinda, so then she's like, then they're all sitting at lunch and they're talking. And she says that her contract was put on pause. And all the girls were like, I was fired. You were fired. We were all fired.
We were fired.
We were not put on pause. And she got so defensive on that. What do you think? Do you think Andy actually reached out and was like, we're going to pause this? And-
yeah, right. I think they may have like initially said that. But, like, that it's very clear now that she got fired.
Yeah.
Like, they probably, like, let her down nicely because she flies off the fucking handle. Yeah. And especially because the reason why they let her go is because of Tinsley. And that would have made her kill someone.
Yeah.
Because her hatred for her, my God.
It was
scary.
Crazy. Yeah.
But, I mean, I feel like they intended to fire her. Yeah. They didn't intend to put her on pause. What do you think?
I think the same thing. I'm like, you sound stupid saying that. You think all of you guys just are on pause?
Yeah. No, I think she just thinks she is.
Yeah.
Like, legit. Which is, like, some housewives have come back and we don't say they were put on pause and played.
Yeah.
Like, we say that they were fired and then they were brought back.
Right. So that was
so
cringy.
Silly. Oh, my God. That was a hilarious conversation.
And then we go from one cringy moment just right into another one where Brandy's talking about being with women, which is fine.
Yeah.
But what's cringy about the conversation is how uncomfortable Vicky got.
Oh, my God. She's so close-minded.
She's
hard to watch.
Like,
she's anti-everything.
She's in the wrong generation. Like, she can't live in this generation.
She is very much her, like, cis, white, older woman of Orange County. Like, she couldn't be more of the stereotype there.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's insane.
Oh, my God. Her ignorance is just beyond anything
and
I can handle.
And it made me just die. Like, who cares if people like hooking up with the same gender? I just can't get behind that. Like, who gives a shit? Now, do I want to see the PDA? No. But do I want to see PDA from a straight people?
Right.
No. I don't even like when couples hold hands around me. I'm like, chill. Like, you don't have to hold hands.
It makes me uncomfortable that it makes other people uncomfortable. Like, it makes me uncomfortable that Vicky is uncomfortable that she hooks up with women.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, that makes me feel weird.
Exactly.
Like, I wouldn't want to be around that.
Neither would I. And I'm like, I'm like, talk about it all you want. I don't care. I'm actually kind of like, I don't know. I think it's fun to talk sex stories.
Yeah, I love swapping stories. That's hilarious. Like, and just getting to know people. Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, who cares?
Weirdo?
Yeah.
Okay, so then Brandy and Tamara, they just already have this. Social media. There's always just pre-beef. It's like, you don't even know each other.
Yeah,
and
you're
just beefing on social media. It's so silly.
But I can see why I do feel like Tamra came after Brandy first.
For sure. I agree. I totally agree.
And I do understand why Tamra compared her to Kelly Dodd. It makes sense. They are similar people. Like, Brandy says things for shock value. She goes over the top. She goes in and she goes hard and she goes deep.
I feel like I would lose my ever-loving mind because of Kelly Dodd's, like, beliefs. And it's like, yeah, she could have picked someone else. Like, that's an intentional low blow. Because yeah, there are a lot of housewives that are like that.
Yeah.
I feel like. Is that, like, shock value?
I know, but it's different. There are some that are just, like, what? I don't know. Those two do stand out pretty hard to me.
Okay.
And well, just the vulgarness of them both is nasty.
Yeah. I mean, that's true.
But, yes,
I don't know. Kelly I'm Dodd. Torn because even if I acted like Brandy, I would never want to be compared to Kelly Dodd. I would lose my mind.
Yeah. But that's not really why she gets mad. Is that why she gets mad? I think she just gets mad.
She gets mad. She called her unhinged, but I think the whole thing was just really unstable. Mean. Unstable.
Yeah. And so then they go back and forth. But I do think, Tamra should have admitted that she compared her. And she's like, I never called you unstable. She said,
I know. It's like, how do you expect to move on if you're not just going to admit? Like,
exactly. And she's like, well, I didn't call you unstable. I called Kelly Dodd unstable. And then I compared you to Kelly Dodd.
Yeah.
I was like, well, okay.
Okay, semantics. So yeah. Sure.
Sounds good. But then just the way Brandy goes in and she starts talking about Tamra's kids and her family and her grandkids. Mm-hmm. And then she's like,
that is very Kelly Dodd to go in low. True.
Exactly. And she's like, well, her grandkids. And she goes, well, if her grandkid even talks to her, does anybody know that? And it's like, that's so, you know how bad Tamra struggled with her daughter not talking to her.
It is like her and Kelly Dodd both have that thing where they're like so insecure that they just go for that like low blow thing where they're just like can't really fight with like coming from like a place of like just like any wit or like you they just sound so stupid they like can't get their thoughts together enough to like mm-hmm. do anything but just try to attack that person mm-hmm. like it's crazy
mm-hmm.
but
yeah
but anyway so then oh my god the dinner was so, every time it's like Brandy almost just like can't drink at all it's crazy
she shouldn't.
Because she is really nice and, like, feels bad and is, like, humbled sober. Mm-hmm. And then she just becomes a different person.
Yeah.
So then the – oh, my God, the Taylor and Brandy, that shit runs deep. Okay. So the ganging up thing, they can all say that they didn't pre-go into it already in a team, but they did.
On Beverly Hills? Or on this?
On this, like, the Tamra, Vicky, Taylor mm-hmm. crew. Like, obviously you expected for her to – like Dorinda says, you're just waiting for her to say something fucked up.
Yeah.
But then Brandy just always shoots herself in the fucking foot. So then she's talking about that season being the worst season for her.
Yeah, right.
That was crazy. And she couldn't see how that was crazy.
Yeah. She was saying season two of Beverly Hills was the worst season for her because she knew Taylor and Russell. And when Russell committed suicide, that was super hard.
That she took it hard. Yeah. That she fucking took it
hard. And Taylor was like, what? Taylor stayed so calm. Mm-hmm. I would literally be like, you're a loony.
Because she had even said it to her just when it was them two, and she stayed calm. And then luckily she said it in front of everyone so that Taylor kind of had people being like, that's the what or the fuck are you talking about?
Even Tamra was like, that was the worst year of your life.
Yeah.
Or whatever. It was so weird. And I do understand that people did gang up on her. That was wrong. Like, everybody was against her. But, like, quit the show then.
Yeah, right.
Do one season and be done. Right. Don't blame it on somebody else's husband who abused them and then killed themselves mm-hmm. and left their daughter mm-hmm. with, like, and all that.
Yeah, right.
That was so messed up.
Yeah, she does tend to get ganged up on, but she always, like,
she sets herself up for
multiple people off. It's so crazy. Anyway, so then we're doing the flashbacks.
Yeah, and I thought it was really sad when Camille Taylor outed Taylor's abuse.
Yeah.
I think that probably helped her.
But yeah.
Like, that was so sad.
That was really hard. Even watching just the flashback was tough.
And then Brandy doubles down, and she's like, well, I thought you were being dramatic, Taylor, because the cameras were around. I thought you were trying to, like...
Oh, my God.
And Taylor was like, do you know how damaging that is for somebody? And she's like, I had to get reconstructive surgery on my face.
Oh, my God. That's so horrible.
Yeah. It's so sad. She said when she was doing her makeup and Russell would come in, she'd, like, flinch and, like, be scared. So it's like...
How could she say that? That's so fucked up.
It's so fucked up. And then she makes fun of her for...
The book. Oh, my God. That was horrible.
And Taylor's like, I had to... And the fact that Taylor even has to defend any of this stuff is...
Insane.
It's repulsive. Disgusting. It's horrible. Repulsive?
Yeah, repulsive.
Okay, yeah. And then Brandy keeps calling Taylor a bitch. And I'm like, I can't do any. I literally was like, I don't know how I'm going to get through these next couple episodes.
So crazy.
It's horrible.
Yeah. So insane. And it just continues right through.
But then I did. I literally was like, I'm going to continue.
And play next.
Yeah. And skip all advertisements. I'm going back in for more.
Okay. So, yeah. So then she's just getting blackout, and it just continues getting worse from there. And then, is it the same conversation that we talk about Dorinda?
In what way? Like, what do you mean?
The next, that she says that she, since losing her husband, she, well, since getting out of her relationship, I guess, that yeah. she just doesn't really have sex anymore.
I think so. I think that all... Yeah, I think
did they send Brandy to bed, maybe, I think is what happened. But yeah, anyway, yeah, so they yeah. say that, and it's like, oh my god, her and Vicky. But then she's also, like, being shocked at Vicky, but then she's like, yeah, I just am not interested in sex either.
Yeah, but basically, Dorinda doesn't call herself in a relationship. Like, if you're not having sex in your relationship, there's something wrong.
There's something wrong, but also some, like, it could be you either way. Like, you could be going through shit.
True.
Either way. So, true. I just thought that was weird. Like, maybe Vicky has the same problem you do.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
So let me do, we go outside, dinner's done, we go outside, we're hanging out.
And it becomes more of a mess.
And it becomes more of a mess. And then Vicky opens her mouth, and she admits to everybody she's an anti-vaxxer.
And first she says, yeah, I got COVID, I was so happy, it was great.
Like, yeah.
What are you talking about?
I got COVID, it was so happy, it was great. I got it 3 weeks ago. I'd yeah. be like, okay. And she's still sick and has a cold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So even Phaedra was like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, why are you here?
Yeah. And then...
I'd be so mad.
I'd be so mad. And then everybody was like, I thought you had to be vaccinated to be here.
Yeah.
So I'm like, is she just saying that for her fans?
No, she says that she had a... Oh, maybe. But she says that she had an excuse to not get vaccinated.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The medical thing or whatever. Bullshit.
And then I was so happy Dorinda said this because I'm so fucking sick of people... Like, merging all arguments into politics mm-hmm. and being like, see, this is why we don't talk about politics. Okay, mm-hmm. COVID vaccinations, as Dorinda said, COVID vaccinations and politics are fucking different.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's like ethics mm-hmm. and science mm-hmm. and anything besides politics.
Yeah, it literally is not supposed to be political. That's the problem.
Exactly. And then Vicky's like, I'm a very intelligent woman. And Dorinda was like, you don't sound intelligent when yeah. you mix vaccinations with politics. Right, and I was like, yes, call this bitch out because mm-hmm. they're different.
Yeah.
And it's so frustrating.
Right. And you don't sound intelligent when you say, I'm so glad I got COVID.
Yeah.
And you're sitting here sick and literally saying you're too sick for everything. And then but you're glad you got COVID. Makes no sense.
And then you also don't sound intelligent when you say your friend died from the vaccination.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you have a way of proving that.
Yeah. Right.
And if you do, we'd love to see it.
And you shouldn't use people's deaths as a to make your point.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
So anyways, okay.
And then we go to the next morning.
So the next morning, we're right back at it. Taylor and Eva their relationship is so cute. Yeah, loving it. Sweet. And then they did their very damnedest to reset up the, God, what trip was that called? I can't remember where they were, but when Jill surprises everyone early on, like season 2 of New York.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Talk about things that live rent free, dude. That's one of my all time fucking favorites. They tried their best to recreate it. Like, they're even like getting their nails done and everything too. Mm-hmm. And fucking Jill Zarin comes up in there trying to recreate her scene. And it was a flop city.
It was embarrassing. Like, I was like, oh God.
But it like made it better for me that no one knew what the fuck she was doing. Yeah. That was so funny.
And then Phaedra was like, I think I've seen her
somewhere.
She's like, what is she from again?
And then Jill's like, I know half of these people, and they're looking at me like they don't even know me. It's like, this is really cold.
It's so bad. But then I thought it was weird that her boyfriend, I guess she lives in New York, so maybe she got dropped off or something.
I think he brought her.
Like, why would
yeah.
he fly with her?
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah, I think her
dog's so cute.
So cute. And she's just, God, she's so funny.
Like, yeah.
She's hilarious. Definitely wasn't people like her too much, I think, but... she is funny.
Yeah.
She just talks too fucking much. Yeah. Like, it's annoying.
She talks, and they have that accent.
She has a really thick accent.
Yeah.
That's a thick bitch.
That's a thick. So then they do this event where it's just like nails, sound bath, whatever. And everybody's like, sound bath? And I'm like, you've really never heard of a sound bath?
You fucking dinosaurs. What the how do you not know what that is? I'm sorry. Like, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to be bathing. It's like, do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you ever go out anywhere in the world?
Yeah.
By the way, do you watch anything on TV?
No. Right. No. Okay.
And they hated it. It didn't look like a very good one. I've seen ones that look way better, but.
Yeah. No, it didn't look great. No, it just
ended. And just read the room.
Yeah.
And who in this group besides Eva would even be interested in
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
Anyway.
But then we kind of get done with that and everybody's talking. And then I think Vicky goes upstairs to her room because she's not feeling good. And they're talking about Steve and Vicky and whatever. Yeah, from COVID. And Dorinda just calls her right out. She's like, something's not adding up about this relationship you and Steve had.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, was there another woman? And Vicky's like, I don't know. I don't know. And I'm like, if there was, you can say it.
Yeah. We'll find out.
We'll find out. So, and he got engaged like a week after that. So I'm like, okay, well,
there you go. It was so painful watching them when she was still on the show. Oh my God. I was like, I can't even watch this. Like, he literally despises her.
Yeah.
So crazy. But then we have a beautiful healing moment.
Yeah.
Between Eva and Taylor. So cute. And then they're just talking about their past relationships, which is just, oh, it's so hard to listen to, but it seems like they're just really bonding over that, like getting through that and coming out better on the other side. And then Taylor talking about her daughter,
that was so sad when she was like, I don't know why I didn't leave earlier to protect my daughter from that. And when she asked her daughter and she was like, do you miss dad? And she was like, no.
Yeah.
I was like,
oh. And she's like, why would you miss someone who was so mean to you? Oh my god, that I died a little bit inside.
So did I. That was really sad.
Okay, then I almost can't talk about this. Spirit night. A hot ass
mess.
And not in a good way, by the way.
So okay. Vicky comes in negative.
Shockingly.
Vicky is so negative about everything.
Every single thing.
Making me cringe die. Like,
it's,
I'm like,
it's so hard.
It's
making me cringe die.
Oh my God. So then the gal who's reading the coffee cups, whatever, is talking, and literally Vicky interrupts her, and she's like, I can't. She's like, I can't hear her. I need to read lips because she's wearing a mask. And I'm like,
anti-mask.
Again, I'm like, go back to your 1600s.
Please, just go back. You're go not back to your little community that hates everyone who's not, that doesn't look like you.
Right. Exactly. So that was annoying. And then the worst part of this fucking dinner was when Brandy asked the chef's wife if she was...
No, she asked the chef
if his wife was a lesbian. And he was like, no.
And what kind of thing to say to somebody is that?
What kind of thing to say about it, say to somebody. And then they bring it up in front of the chef and the wife.
Yeah.
And they're just standing there. And that was horrible. I'm like, that is so rude, so disrespectful.
And then she's like, it was the eyebrows, huh?
Yeah, Phaedra was like, why would you think that girl's a lesbian? She's like, the eyebrows.
Yeah, I'm like, just shock factor. These people are just trying to serve you, and you're just sitting here being so fucking rude to them. Like, it's so weird.
And, like, stop drinking.
Yeah,
you have a drinking problem.
Yeah, you have a literal drinking
and
problem.
And she even said that. She's like, I don't have a drinking problem. I have a drinking solution. And I'm like, you have an actual problem drinking.
And, like, if you watched yourself back on all those seasons, how many seasons was it?
I don't know.
Enough. Four, maybe? Plenty. And you're like, that didn't make you want to do something different. I don't fucking know to tell you.
Yeah.
Well,
and then Taylor goes ahead and pops up.
She was calm for too long.
Yeah.
She's done.
Which I understand that. It'd be so annoying for someone to constantly tell you to shut the fuck up when you've been so patient and so sweet to them and just like making things.
So patient. My God.
Right. And but she went ahead and went all in. And I don't blame her. I was like, enough. Enough's enough.
Yeah, 100%. So we make it through that, and I don't fucking know how. And then the next day, I think, is when, Tamara was talking to Dorinda about, like, being wishy-washy on Brandy. And Tamara's like, Dorinda's being like, I think she's just waiting, like, she expected to not like her, and so everything she says, she's just waiting for a reason to, like, come for her. And Tamara's like, which I can see, 100%. And then Tam was like, that's not really Vicky's MO. I'm like, what?
Right.
What Vicky are you talking about?
Right. I know. That was crazy. I was like, Vicky doesn't do that. Vicky does that to every single fucking new person that comes on Orange County. She always made people feel horrible. Like crap.
Yeah.
And then all the other girls would tell her, like, yeah, this is what Vicky does.
Mm-hmm.
So
she's a monster.
The fact that Tamara said that, I'm like, you're
what? Fucking kidding.
I think we have dementia here. And then we go to lunch. And Vicky is just like, I'm so sick. I'm this, I'm that. I don't feel good. Da-da-da-da-da. And Dorinda's just like, all right, I'm done with you. I'm over you. I'm sick of you. Everything about you, I'm done with. And Jill's like, yeah, Vicky, you just don't look good. Maybe you should take the day out. But then Dorinda gets mad at Jill, which I thought was wrong.
Yeah, I'm like, for sure.
Why are you mad at Jill? Because Jill's trying to be like comforting to somebody.
She gets so crazy. I see that her anger has not cleared itself up.
Yeah, it's truly insane. And I'm just like, this is, although Vicky is being a Debbie Downer, you can't be mad at people because they tell her to go take a nap.
Yeah. And also, like, stop forcing. So I'm like getting really annoyed at Dorinda at this point.
Yeah.
Same. I'm like, the way that you yell at your guests and you create this like tense space of no chill, and like, I feel like Eva and Phaedra are having like the best attitudes about it, but they're like, this feels like a boot camp. Mm-hmm. I didn't sign up for a boot camp. I actually wanted to come to a vacation and chill. And she's like, these are all the activities from fucking sunup to sundown.
Yeah.
And if you don't participate, I'm going to lose my shit on you. Like, what?
Which, like, you're by the way, host. I hate vacations like that.
Oh, yeah.
Put me on a beach and let me live my life and don't do anything with me. And tell me when dinner's going to be ready.
Yeah, right. And just, like, let me live my fucking life. No chill.
And then, speaking of Eva and Eva and Phaedra, though, I think it is really sweet how they're just, like, giving Brandy the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, that's so nice, because if it weren't for them, everybody would be ganging up on Brandy, and it would be horrible, even though she continues to just make herself look like an idiot.
It is hard, and you can see, like, they say, like, she really is someone who's sad. She's a sad person.
Yeah.
And, and like, Dorinda's like, I just hear help from her. And Phaedra's like, I just feel like she needed a friend. I'm like, oh my God, she is. Yeah. She is. Like, she's so sad.
Yeah.
That's why she lashes out like that.
Yeah. But then we go to game day.
Forced game day.
And where Dorinda doesn't even participate. She's the ref.
Oh, and she sure did tell her, like, assistant to sit the fuck down.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She's kind of mean to him. I'd never be her assistant.
That guy, I was like, are you okay? He literally is so scared of her.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was funny,
though. A lot of money.
Yeah.
It was so funny. Brandy was stoned.
Yeah. So high.
I love that the Atlanta girls got one and two. Because you would never, like, look at Phaedra and think that she'd win something like that.
I know. Yeah. Seriously.
And I love that Eva won. And I love that Tamara didn't, because Tamara's supposed to be, like, the fit.
Best, yeah, right. Like, yeah, that was a great result.
Yeah. So I thought that was really funny. And just, like, lighthearted fun. Yeah. Nobody argued. Everybody had fun. Brandy was so lost in her stone state. It was great.
I did love that also Tamara was like, I went to the hospital with Vicky every single vacation ever.
I'm not going. Yeah.
It's, like, crazy. Who just does that? Yeah. Who just needs to go to the hospital every time?
Right. Exactly. Oh my God. She's so dramatic.
The worst.
Yeah.
Okay. So ends on the last thing we have to talk about is the cooking competition.
This was messed up. I didn't even like watching it. I'm like, this is so gross.
It was weird.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
For one, no, I don't want to have a competition with you at your house while I'm probably going to be drinking all day. I don't want to cook. I don't want to cook. I don't want to clean. I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
I'm on vacation.
Right, right.
So I thought that was weird. Then Dorinda literally goes through Brandy's stuff and steals some of her food.
Yeah.
That she brought for her lasagna. And I thought, that was fucking
and
weird.
She has her, like, assistants, like, cooking for her.
Yeah.
And Brandy's like, can I get, like, a cutting board?
Yeah.
And she's, like, hostile to her about it. Like, this is uncomfortable. Like, what is wrong with you?
It's not even, like, friendly competition. It's, like, overly competitive.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, even with the game thing, she was like, this is not fun. Yeah. We're here to win. I'm like, you're fucking crazy.
You're crazy.
And annoying and a bad host.
And then she's serving the lasagna and she's literally licking her fingers and putting that in other people's slices. Like, every time she'd scoop a slice for somebody, she'd lick her fingers and, like, lick her fingers off, like, to clean up for the next slice. Yeah. Like, she literally was, like, licking her fingers.
That is fucking gross.
I was like, I would be like, I'll
serve. Did they see her doing that?
Yeah. Everybody made comments about it.
Ew, that is so gross.
Eva was like, get your nasty hands out of my fucking
dinner. Oh my God, I totally missed that.
So. Yeah. It was just so weird. And I just thought that whole thing was weird. And I'm like, no, I didn't. And if somebody was taking food out of my stuff, I'd be like, okay, well, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah, I'm just literally not doing it.
Yeah.
Like, literally. So.
So that was weird. But then after dinner, we have Brandy trying to apologize to Vicky. And it's so painful.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, okay, but. And then finally she says it. And they're like, whoa.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, that was tough. Then she just keeps getting worse and worse. And just she just makes no sense.
No sense.
And so she really I think Eva was already talking and she just interrupts her to be like, and can I just say, like, your husband, like, obsessed with him. Like, yeah. You talk to them for 1 minute, yeah. Tops. You don't know them. Mm-mm. Sit down. Mm-hmm. He's obsessed with you. He's upset. And then she says that he has a mangina.
Yeah.
And it's like.
And then Eva, one of her two allies, gets upset about it because she's mm-hmm. like, don't talk about my husband and don't talk about my kids.
And
she's
what, like, it's weird. Like, what have you been trying to say? That? Yeah.
Oh, Brandy.
It's like, because her husband's in love with her. He has a mangina. Yeah, like, right. What's happening here? Right. And then she's trying to defend, she's just making literally no sense.
Yeah.
And I'm like, evil will read a bitch. Yeah. Okay. So I wouldn't
go for that.
I just wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so sloppy. Like, give me sloppy. Give me apps. Ridiculous. Give me. All kinds of everyone has a different drama. Yeah. Like, I love the drama diversity.
Yeah, it's crazy. And how many episodes do you think they're going to drop next?
I don't know. And are they doing it weekly?
I don't know.
We'll see.
It's like this Netflix is doing that now, too. I'm like, just chill.
Just
Netflix,
stop.
Netflix, give us everything at once.
Yeah. Just.
Yeah.
Just stop it already.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. So then we have Atlanta. E.8. That mm-hmm. stands for episode 8.
And that's our code.
And it kind of starts off hot. And in the sauna. Hot literally.
Yeah.
And figuratively.
Yeah, literally and figuratively.
So it starts off while they're in the sauna or whatever that like room they were. I think it was the sauna. Mm-hmm.
First of all, I was like, how did this invite go? Did she not know she was coming to a sauna? Did you invite her last minute? Yeah. What's happening to where she gets there? And she's like, I will sit right here.
Yeah, right. And then they just kind of start.
I'm talking about Candy, by the way.
Right.
You guys, I don't know if you watched it.
Sheree and Marlo start going in on Candy about how she's not there for them. How Sheree did all this stuff with her and her with her and Candy's family and da-da-da-da-da, whatever. And I'm like, I just don't think Candy's in the wrong.
No, I just don't. With either one.
Yeah, with either one.
Sheree, I'm like, anyone who has anything anyone's done for you, you literally don't appreciate it at all. No, like, not even a little bit. Even Marlo, when she hosted the thing, she was throwing shade at it when she was trying to, like, do the, even though it was, like, sloppy and cheap. But she was, like, shitting all over it. Kenya, she let Marlo come so hard for her when she... Kenya felt so bad for what happened to Sheree, mm-hmm. and even though she got sick, she's the one she called when she was stuck there, mm-hmm. and she made sure Drew brought stuff,
yeah,
right?
Right.
And she talked about her like a dog so bad.
Yeah.
And even Candy is like, I've explained this already. Felt like you should come to me and tell me and not me bombard you. Like, right. It's something that you didn't talk to me about, so I didn't know if you wanted to talk about it.
Right.
So I'm like over Sheree. And I'm also like, and this problem, like, even people this season on this very show have bigger problems than that. Like, everyone told you not to date this guy.
Right.
This is all on you.
Right. And you're dating him. And that's your fault.
That's your fault. You look stupid just like everyone told you you would.
And then I'm sick of the Marlo thing, too.
Oh, my God.
Like,
God.
I'm like, Marlo.
Marlo's reaching so much this season.
Candy tried to donate some clothes to you. You said no. It should have died there.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're holding on to it, and you're causing a problem about Candy donating clothes to orphanage kids.
Right.
I've said it once, I'll say it again. Why wouldn't you just sell the fucking clothes and donate the money?
Exactly.
But instead you're being such a bitch about
it. And even
it.
If you just really didn't want them that bad, you could have just said, no, thank you. That was a nice gesture, but I'm not doing used clothes.
Right. Oh, man.
And it's like, she acts like they were so close. And it's like, you had beef most of the time.
Yeah.
You don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Right.
And she's like, you haven't, and Candy's like, you haven't reached out to me either. I have shit too.
Right.
Like, she has family shit going on. She's so busy. Like, everyone has shit.
Right. And then Marlo told her about her sister, and she's like, well, I didn't know that, but, like, I'm already – she's like, I don't know. You guys don't tell me.
Yeah, right.
And then she's like, I'm already getting stretched so thin because my family's on me because of how busy I am. And then Marlo goes, well, maybe you should work on that.
Yeah, right.
And that's when Candy popped off.
Yeah.
And she was like, fuck this.
Like, fuck this.
Yeah,
like, what
I don't
is
have
this?
Time for this.
Like,
yeah,
Marlo,
why
do you
am I
hear
here?
Yourself talk sometimes? I don't understand. She really thinks she's the victim with – Candy and Kenya.
Everything.
Like, this is crazy. We've literally watched how you've treated them all season. You're gonna think you're gonna try to convince us.
Yeah.
Like, stop it.
Right.
So then Candy's like, I'm out of here. They hugged it out and all talked shit immediately, like within 2 seconds.
Yeah.
But pivot over to Sonya.
Which was another painful conversation.
Yeah.
Her and Ross are having a conversation about having another baby. And this is, like, bad for them. This is a bad conversation because she's like, essentially, she's like, I might resent you if we have a kid. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, I might resent you if we don't.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's not where you want to be.
Yeah. And it's tough because it's like, you can't, like, the expectation to just be like, well, we'll just have another kid for your partner to just, like, get over it. It's like, no. And when your partner is, like, having a breakdown in front of you, like, she's full on crying, being like, I feel like I'm going to explode.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I don't care. I want another kid. Right. Like, that's bad.
Especially that is so when bad. It's your partner who's sacrificing their body, their hormones, their mentality, their everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, your life doesn't change for 9 months.
Right.
But mine does.
Yeah. And then, and she's explaining, she's like, I don't have the support that I need. You're gone. Yeah. And he's like, well, I have to work. And it's like, no, that's not the point.
That's not the point.
She's explaining why she is scared to have another child.
Yeah.
It's like, that's fine.
Right.
But that doesn't change the fact that you're literally not there. So it's like, it's just frustrating for her to just, like, be pouring her heart out to him.
And him not.
And him just literally being like, I don't care.
Right.
So, and if you can't be around that much, why do you want to have another kid anyway?
Right.
I do not understand that. That confuses me.
That confuses me too.
And
then we jump into another conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Were you going to say something?
No, I was saying, speaking of kids, Marlo and the boys.
Yeah. Then we have another tough conversation. It's Marlo and the boys. And she's like, yeah, they're not doing well ever since they talked to their mom. They don't listen. They don't clean up. They don't do anything. Like, I'm like, oh, that's really sad.
Mm-hmm. It's so sad. It sucks because on her side, I'm like, how the fuck? Stop making them do shit.
Yeah.
Like, they're going through a lot.
Yeah.
Like, they don't need to be behaving 100% of the time. Like, they're kids who are going through a lot of shit. Maybe I have an idea. Why don't you get them some fucking help? How about get them a therapist instead of buying them, like, cars and shit or whatever you're buying them.
Right.
But on the same, like, it's just, I don't know. I feel like she has been very clearly also saying that she's really struggling with, like, taking care of them. And she's like, kind of, like, crying out for help, but it's, like, but she's not really doing anything to help herself. She's just, like, gunning
attacking
for candy.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, like, you need to, like, find someone, like, hire someone to help you or, like, get a therapist for all of you because the stuff with her sister is really bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do something instead of just complaining about it.
Right.
You have the money, which you love to remind us, and I don't know where it comes from, but you have it. So do something to fucking help you guys.
Right. I know, so I hope to see that better. But in the preview, it sounds like she kicks him out.
Oh,
so.
But that's about to piss me off.
Yeah, so we'll see.
We'll see. We'll talk to you about it.
But then we pivot into dinner with Candy and Kenya and Candy's friend, who dated Ray J, was it?
Neo.
Neo, that's right. I'm so sick of awesome.
I love Neo.
I
like her.
I like her, too. And they talk about, like, the Drop It With You event, and but more importantly, they talk about,
oh my god,
so Candy brings up, she asks her friend if she thinks Kenya was being overly sensitive about the, like, panty situation,
and she tries to leave out the fact that the other husbands were vibrating the other panties.
Yeah, and the friend was like, I can't remember her name, but she was like, I was on your side until I heard that. That would be so weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, you're not going to win this argument. And even if other people didn't think it was uncomfortable, it made Kenya uncomfortable. Yeah. And that's all that matters.
It's all that matters.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like a given that it's not an uncomfortable situation.
Right.
Like, it makes sense that some people would be uncomfortable with this.
Right.
And she gets so mad again.
So mad.
She loses her shit.
That's
at Kenya.
Really setting her off.
Yeah.
That Kenya's pissed off about that.
And it makes me mad because she's like, talks again about, like, well, Kenya, you did this and you did that and you did this. And I'm like, but that's not what we're talking about, though.
Yeah, right.
It's
and
annoying.
She was comfortable doing this and that and that and that and whatever.
And that's her fucking prerogative.
Yeah.
My God.
Oh, God, that bothers me. That
And I do think it's a trigger, though, because Candy has just gotten a lot of shit for her, like, sexual, like,
her line and her business and her products. And
everything. And how open she is and, like, she likes to, like, try stuff and, like, whatever, which is really annoying.
Yeah.
Like, that really pisses me off how much shit she gets for that.
Yeah.
But then, so I feel like that's kind of what triggers her a little bit. But it's like, your friend is literally telling you that was uncomfortable. So just accept that. It's really, it's not unreasonable.
Right.
But anyway, so fast forward over to Drop It With Drew.
Drop It By Drew or Drop It With Drew.
I think it's Drop It With Drew.
Yeah.
I think.
It probably is.
It's actually almost non-existent either way, but here we are.
But Candy pulls up to the facility and she's like, is this a drop it with Drew facility? Because the other day I came by and it was not this.
And it's like, bitch, why are you trying to scope it out?
Yeah, right.
Rude.
And then they all go in and then Marvel comes and just like straight up ignores Candy.
Straight up. Oh my Candy's God. Like, roll footage, please. That's so funny.
And Candy's like, okay. And then I don't know. They kind of have the event. Well, then Todd takes a call. And there's,
the middle of the floor.
In the middle of the floor while somebody's getting an award, by the way. Which, Todd, that's very rude.
So rude.
You should at least step out. And then some crazy-ass guy breaks, hops over their fence.
That was so weird.
That was scary.
Yeah, he said he was T.I.'s son?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
I know, that was crazy. And even if you are there for Candy, you need to go about it a very different way.
Very different.
You don't just hop somebody's fence.
Yeah. That
God, that'd be so scary as a nanny.
Oh, my God. Seriously. Well, it was her friend watching the kids, I think. Oh, anyway, it was their nanny.
So I thought that was just all crazy, and I'm happy all the kids were safe and stuff and whatever. But then one thing that really threw me for a loop is the event ends, whatever. They all do their workout. They all whatever. And, one really funny comment was, Marlo was like, I don't work out, baby. I get lipo. And she's like, isn't that what Drew does? And I thought that was so funny because she's just such a savage.
Such a savage.
But then Sonya gets Ralph's perspective.
Ralph's.
On her and Ross having another kid.
Y'all. Need we remind you?
And I was like, why would you ask him for any? I'd rather die than ask Ralph for a relationship advice.
This is not a relationship based off of, modern equality of husband and wife or significant partner to partner.
Yeah.
That's not how they function.
Yeah.
It's the last person. I actually would just give up before I asked them for any advice.
Same. So I thought that was crazy. I'm like, don't ever ask him for advice ever again, especially because you don't even really like his wife.
And he was, and he was like, you don't use being too busy as you snap to have kids. I'm like, so it's okay if you don't have time for your kids?
Right.
What are you fucking talking about?
Yeah,
right. And then he's like, we're even busier than you guys. And it's like, what?
And she even said that. She
was like, you say that.
Yeah. God, he's such a weirdo.
He's the worst.
But then a whole ass fight breaks out between Marlo and Kenya. And the way Marlo just goes in, I'm like, she goes in about Mark, she goes in about lip injections, then she goes in about having a fake butt.
This is how Brandy is.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah.
Like just saying horrible shit.
Yeah. And then she charges in Kenya's face.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are you bringing up Mark? Why are you saying she has a fake butt? Why, even if she does have lip injections, who cares?
The Mark thing is, if someone was, fighting with me like that, I would never get over it. I'm these are things where you don't come back from. Yeah, you know that, right? Like, you hit that far below the belt.
And she's also forgiven Marlo for saying some nasty things about how her mom never wanted her.
Yeah, oh my God, that's so bad. There are things you just don't say.
Yeah.
You just simply don't say them.
Right.
It's so crazy. People are horrible.
Yeah.
And then when you're in someone's face... And I don't care if you're not physically touching them. That is actually a boundary. And
right.
Just get out of my face.
Get out of my face.
Actually a boundary.
Exactly.
So crazy.
And then in her confessional, she's like, every time I turn around, Kenya's coming for me. I'm like, should we roll the fucking footage about you this entire season?
What the fuck are you talking about?
You have been saying the nastiest things about Kenya with Sheree. Mm-hmm. It's insane. So I thought that was, and I'm like, oh my God, I just don't have time for this. And I think it's stupid. And she's like, see, when I talk to Kenya, I keep my hands behind my back. It's like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it reminds me of a child, when you're in your sibling's face. I'm not touching you.
It's like,
are you 5 years old? What is wrong with you? Get out of her face. It's so crazy. I don't understand. I can't stand her. I knew I'd be unhappy that she has a peach.
I know. And then we go into another just conversation.
This made me just want to die. It just is like, it just exemplifies why Drew is in the position that she's in with her husband and her therapist.
Yep. And she's talking to Sonya, Drew is, and Sonya's like, yeah, me and Ross aren't in the...
No, first of all, Sonya apologizes, and that was, good for me.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Right.
That was a good apology.
That was sweet. I'm so all about the negatives right now. I'm like, fucking
apologize. I know, you skipped right past
it. I did. She does apologize. That's nice. I've always been on Sonya's side.
Well, it stood out to me most because I was, anti last episode.
Yeah, and I'm not anti.
No, but she was doing her dirty. Anyway.
But then, so then she's talking to Drew and she's like, yeah, me and Ross are just going through a little bit of a tough time right now. Like, he wants kids and I don't. And Drew literally was like, you have to have a kid to make him happy.
Yeah, you got to keep her, you got to do it for your husband. She's like, you what?
Yeah.
And she's like, I mean, he's going to resent you. I'm like, oh my God, no wonder why your relationship is horrible and he treats you like this.
I just was cringing. I'm like,
it was awful. And then Sonia's like, doesn't it go both ways? Yeah. Like,
shouldn't he want to make me happy? What fucking
century are we in right now? Can you not set us all back 500 years, please? Thank you.
Between Vicky on Ultimate Girls Trip and Drew, I'm like, we're in 1600s.
I'm like, goddamn.
Yeah.
But that was hard. And I really hope that didn't influence her, because I'm like, no, you stand your ground. Like,
yeah.
If that's going to break you, that's not okay.
Yeah.
No. Don't listen to Drew. Like, you see the fucking relationship she's in?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
So crazy.
And that's it.
Anyway, yeah, that's it.
That went fast.
Yeah.
Not too much juice. There was a couple juicy parts of each thing, but.
Yeah. And it was, a little bit of the Southern Charm was just the intro too. So that helped. But anyway, so a little announcement is that we just had bummer news over the weekend, family oriented. So we're going to take a couple weeks off, which next week's a holiday anyway. So there probably won't even be many shows to talk about anyways. Mm-hmm. But we're going to take a little sabbatical, even though we accidentally just took one, but that was for very different reasons.
Summers are tough, man.
Yeah. Summers are tough. We just need a second. So catch us back in a couple weeks. In the meantime, happy watching. But we will still be posting on social media. Yeah. So absolutely join that. On Twitter, we're Dose of Reality, DOS of Reality _. On Instagram, we're dose.of.reality. And then like and subscribe on the pod.
All right. See you in a few weeks.
Thanks, guys.
For what show?
Outside the Box.
I've never seen that show.
Out of the Box. I think Out of the Box.
So long, farewell to you, my friends. Goodbye for now, until we meet again. So long, farewell to you, my friends. Goodbye for now, until we meet again. It's been a bop.
A motherfucking bop.